Hey, good afternoon. This is Verum Sports. This is Tony Rice, and we are joined on the line now by another awesome member of the Heart Sports Partnership who do great, great things. We're coming up very soon indeed to an important week. It's the annual Coach Education Week. To tell us all about that is programme organiser Chris Samways. Good afternoon, Chris. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you.
Hey, perfect. And welcome back to Verum Sports. Good afternoon to you. Great to talk. Obviously, you guys at Heart Sports Partnership do wonderful, wonderful things. This particular one, the Coach Education Week, happening the half-term week, 18th to 24th of February, aiming to support and develop sport and physical activity workforces. So they've got the qualifications and the wherewithal and the upskilling to continue their quest for us all to be more active throughout the county. Tell us a little bit more about this and I guess, you know, what's the vision for this project?
Yeah, so I think a lot of the work we do sort of going forwards nowadays is that we're sort of working with smaller communities and more niche projects like the Fit and Fed and Red. And in order for some of those projects to take place is that they need a suitably qualified workforce. So a big part of that is making sure that there is enough qualified coaches in the county. And it's not just about having sort of the national government body courses like your football level ones and levels, but it's about sort of supporting them with a more rounded coach. So they're not just really technical knowledge, but they have the ability to support them as a person as well. So like sort of like the mental health first aid and sort of the safeguarding elements are just as important as the technical elements to teach them as well.
Well, I mean, all of these things, you know, play a factor, don't they, in, you know, the holistic elements that is a coach's role. And we forget, don't we? You know, we turn on the TV, we watch our sporting stars do their thing, but that didn't just magically reach that level. They've had amazing levels of support from coaches from grassroots up. And it is this core coaches, which really is imperative in the kind of cycle of sporting development right to the elite level, but ultimately that major goal coming back to the year of physical activity 2018, which is to get us all more physically active.
Yeah, exactly. I think the likes of 5,000 odd sports clubs across Hertfordshire, and there's a really needed importance to sort of make sure that they're being supported as well. It's really good to sort of get people active, but there's got to be a pathway for them to get into. If we're not supporting those coaches that are still working in clubs as volunteers, then as much as we get them active, there's been no way for them to sort of go into the pathway. So it's really important for us to make sure there is those suitably qualified coaches around in our workforce.
Yeah, absolutely. And one thing that's become very clear to me over the years now that I've been presenting Verum Sport, talking to people like yourself, Chris, is these events, as well as they have their kind of the vitality and their own kind of character, require partnership. A whole range of massively important players in that regard for you with the Coach Educational Week, Hertfordshire Sports Village, and a performance team, lots of national governing bodies of sport involved. Hatfield-based, ProAction, Hearts Disability Sports Foundation, a whole heap of others. Talk to me a little bit about the vital role that the partners play in the successful running of these kind of events.
Yeah, sort of a big part of the sort of history of it sort of being developed, really. And I think as much as it's easy for us to sort of put on courses, in order for us to really reach like a big audience and get people really involved in it, we need to have that sort of partnership. So making sure that we sort of gather everyone together and make sure people are aware of it, sort of a good period of time ahead of it, we can really plan a really good Coach Education Week and have something really worthwhile for people to come along to. I think if we leave it too short notice, it wouldn't provide the sort of quality of coaching resources that we have this year, which is I'm really proud of producing.
Well, look, it's coming up, as you say, and we've still got plenty of time. We're going to support this in the run-up to it and throughout. 18th to 24th of February, but goodness me, time flies. It'll be upon us before you know it. And as well as all these great programmes to upskill coaches, make sure the workforce is full of enabled coaches as well. It's a great learning opportunity for everybody as well, isn't it? I think you've got Richard Cheatham, MBE, who was UK Coaching Coach Developer of the Year last year, available for a bit of a lecture and a bit of a talk, providing his words of wisdom. I mean, another coup. That's fantastic. And just talk to me about the, I guess, the learning opportunities available during this crucial week.
Yeah, some fantastic sort of opportunities. I think coming from sort of Richard Cheatham, who's sort of like a national and international coach developer, to a lot of the really great lecturers at the university who deliver in sort of performance nutrition, psychology, and sort of performance coaches downstairs in the gym who deliver on strength and conditioning. There's a real wealth of experience and knowledge that can really be useful, and a lot of those are free to attend, and we're really positive and keen to get people to come along to those, hence why we put them on for free, to really make sure that there is no barrier to coaches to get upskilled and learn more.
It's so, so crucial though, because again, sometimes, you know, these things do tend to have a cost and what have you, and obviously that can sometimes be prohibitive. So you are really sharing the wealth of knowledge and kind of giving it, and obviously these things then have a ripple effect, which is really, really brilliant. I guess it's happening throughout Hertfordshire. Can you kind of tee in a few key things for us to be aware of right now, and, you know, maybe a few aspects particular to us here in St Albans?
Yes, I think a lot of the stuff that we run, it goes through sort of the University of Hertfordshire. There's a few of the sort of national governing body courses which are sort of spread out across the county, the likes of, I think it's dodgeball in Stevenage, and there's a variety of the swimming courses across the county. So as much as possible, it is about sort of sharing it across the county for people to get an opportunity to sort of attend these things. It's not always that easy to get across to the opposite side of the county, so trying to make sure it is spread across is really important for us.
Well, again, with all that being said, Chris, I do salute you. I think it's a tremendous project. And obviously, it will, you know yourself, takes an awful lot of managing and planning. And then, of course, the results that come, I guess, a reward for all that endeavour. Just tell us, though, crucially, people listening, maybe they're a coach, maybe they're needing to get a bit of upskilling. Maybe they're even considering becoming a coach in 2019. I know we've all got resolutions. How can we learn more?
Yes, if you go to our website at sportinhearts.org.uk, you can check out on the main page is a little banner. If you click on that, you can go to through to our program, have a look through. If there's anything that takes your interest, you can feel free to look on the link. It will give you a little bit more information. And if you're ever looking for more questions or queries, you can always get in contact with myself. I'm sure I can help you out as well.
Hey, perfect. And once again, just hit us with that website link.
Yeah, so it's sportinhearts.org.uk. So it's the Hearts Sports Partnership.
Perfect. Chris, great to talk to you. We are going to champion this. I think it's a great project. I always appreciate speaking to you guys at the Heart Sport Partnership, doing tremendous things. Really value this, and I'm sure you'll be back on just ahead of this to kind of give it a final banging of the drum. But just for now, thank you so much for spending a bit of time with us. Have a really good rest of your weekend.
Thank you. Thank you, Danny.
Speak to you soon. Thank you.